Ministry is disrupted as believers get caught by civil war in Sri Lanka. Discrimination and expense could shutter a church ministry in India, and Middle America is the focus of outreach by Christians in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence against Christians in Sri Lanka has spiked in recent weeks. The reports of assaults and beatings are troubling for those supporting the indigenous church. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says,
I think it's partly attributed to the increased civil war. One of the difficult things to realize about Sri Lanka is that religion and ethnicity is very much tied together, and Christians are the only group that bridge both of the major ethnic groups in Sri Lanka, which are presently in a rather brutal civil war with each other.
Penner says attacks on believers have interrupted some evangelistic work, especially where security issues are in question.
Let us pray for peace in Sri Lanka. Certainly the civil war has hindered some evangelistic activities as Christians are concerned about traveling from one place to the other. But let's pray also for those who have been assaulted, particularly for children, that they would know the comfort and the healing that the Lord can bring into their lives, and pray for church leaders.
Elsewhere, Grace Ministries International Subhash Muthiyala writes that they're in desperate need of a place for worship. The team works in Hyderabad, India, in church planning and discipleship. GMI's Sam Vinton says at the end of December, things began falling apart.
They have up to the end of this month to vacate the property that they were renting, which I think the owner wants to rent to someone else, different kind of facilities so he can make more money. So we're expecting a miracle from the Lord, because otherwise every one of our efforts have been futile thus far.
Vinton says rental prices in Hyderabad have exceeded what the team can afford. At other times, landlords have turned them down because they're Christians. The only thing they can use is
prayer, because if we can just keep extending this for a few months while we have more of an opportunity to find something new. So I think prayer that the Lord will open someone's heart who would be willing to rent property to the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee is optimistic about a power-sharing deal in Kenya. The violence that erupted prevented CRWRC from some of their work. CRWRC's Andrew Reiskamp says,
it brings back a level of political stability that's really necessary in order for us, obviously, to be working with our church partners in the communities in Kenya.
As the talks continue, CRWRC is assisting 35,000 Kenyans displaced by the violence. Emergency food and non-food aid is also being provided. CRWRC will also be using their expertise in two other areas.
We're working with the churches there to help bring those people back. People from one people group are actually coming to members of other people groups and inviting them to come back into the community, and that's part of what we hope to be involved with.
As churches get involved, that's when they'll be able to share the gospel. Meanwhile, Operation Gospel Outreach is a program designed by Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries to take the gospel to Middle America and the Caribbean. Operation Go missionaries hope to recruit churches to mobilize volunteers and short-term missionaries to distribute Christ's message door-to-door in this area of the world. In Mexico City alone, only 2% of the population knows Christ. There are currently 25 openings in Mexico alone. And Christian Resources International recently sent Bibles to a church in the Philippines. The ministry takes used Bibles and other Christian materials and sends them to others around the world who can't afford their own. Church leaders report many members of the congregation were thrilled to have a copy of God's Word for their very own. Many have never owned one before and were unable to put it down. Their thirst for the gospel is seen in their unmistakable smiles at the distribution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.